I can literally start immediately. How you like that, dude?
We all made.
I remember being in middle school, in class, being like, I have to masturbate now. And then I'd get up to go to the bathroom. And then I'd get up and I'd have a massive boner. And instantly I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing, dude? And then I would just go back to class.
And then
you'd
go back to the kitchen where your mom was teaching. You were definitely homeschooled, dude.
I was not homeschooled.
All right, quick. What middle school did you go to?
Don't worry about
it. Yeah, right. You don't even know. You were absolutely homeschooled.
I was not homeschooled. Let me show you my yearbook photo.
Please.
I actually can't. I have no idea how I'd find that. Yeah. It's a Christmas card.
Oh, fuck, dude. I forgot all about that.
What an insane thing to say. That's like, that has to be like the best, like, slight insult.
I don't have much because this is gay. Ari used to host the show This Is Not Happening, a show named after his comedy career. Ari is edgy and shocking, which is a really cool thing for a 50-year-old guy to be. Isn't it cool? Ari's yoga videos suck and are gay. Ari, it's sad to see you failing like this. Ari is having a tough time selling tickets, which is sad.
Those are the days, dude.
Dude, playing CYO high school basketball.
CYO is so fun.
That might be some of the best ball you can play.
It's the funniest ball.
Playing like
ball.
Catholic League CYO.
Yeah,
with
all the
boys.
Kids that weren't good enough to play on the team, but were all dickheads and friends. Dude, we would beat the fuck out of some team. I remember some of my friends were very good, and they would like do Rucker Park. Like they would throw the ball off people's foreheads and shit. Yeah, like start fights with the other parents. Yeah, we used to play a game. We'd turn the lights off in the locker room and throw sneakers at each other as hard as we could, but we'd all make a deal to just throw them at one kid that we didn't like.
Yeah.
So we turn the lights off and just everyone would just belt this fucking kid. Yeah, fun times.
Out of all the whites through the history of whites, there was always a guy like you. And I think that back in the day, I don't want to be offensive, but what kind of white? He's not a baker.
Oh,
you know what? I know what he was. You know what he was?
What?
One of those jolly monks with the brown robes.
A friar.
A friar.
He's got friar feet.
He's got a friar vibe. Thank you.
Thanks,
so much.
Yeah.
You have a friar vibe.
I'll take that.
What am I? Like, of all the Asians in the history of Asia, right? What would I have been like 300 years ago?
I don't know. I feel like you guys have like two jobs. You're either like in the fields or a samurai.
Yeah.
It strikes me as more of a field Asian.
What?
If I had to guess.
I know. Well, you're saying that I would be out there with the hat.
Yes.
Right?
Something would come up in the village. You'd be like, oh, fuck, we got to get out of here.
That's what sports are all about. The whole point of sports is just like psychologically torture somebody.
Yeah, just find
one
a kid.
Find one person.
Find one kid whose parents are like making him play.
Yeah.
And just getting his ass.
Yeah, we had a homeschooler on our baseball team.
Oh, disgusting.
In eighth grade. Well, now that's going to be the norm. Everyone's going to be weird as fuck.
Yeah, true.
This dude was a homeschooler. I don't know what the fuck his parents were thinking. They entered him into the school system at like seventh, eighth grade. It was fucking chum, dude. People were like,
oh.
You just, like, would see him walk, and you're like, what the fuck is up with that kid? Like, oh. I have to throw something at this kid just to see what's going on with him.
They put him in 7th and 8th grade?
Dude,
right when he was coming?
Dude, he came in with, like, a Dr. Seuss nerd walk, and everyone was like, what the fuck is this? It was to the point a hit list was made. This was, like, an extreme bully situation. Oh. I mean, dude, he was on a baseball team. So you were just like, dude, people are woofing balls. Like, you'd be on first base. Fucking, you'd be at shortstop, and you basically pitch. And you'd be like,
he made a hit list?
He made a hit list, yeah. I was number three.
You were on the hit list?
I was number three.
Nice, man.
Three. I made third.
That's
good.
I made
third on his hit list.
I would do Molly with my dad. That'd be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he would. I think he would do it.
I think you need it. You need to give them the opportunity to like get those emotions out that they've had bottled up.
Yeah.
They're going like, through something that's made them so bottled up they can't share a single fucking emotion, and that's got
to
be
They
depressing.
Weren't allowed to have emotions.
Maybe that.
Until like 1998.
Yeah. And like, so, okay, so my dad's...
Which they are kind of right about it. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you can.
The older generation is correct. Dudes with emotions fucking... Shut up.
Look how emotional you've been today. You've been sharing so many great things. It's been beautiful.
Emotional. I'm an emotional guy. Show your embarrassing.
Do the one emotion that you do really. Do the one. Oh, dude, that was beautiful, bro.
He's got two.
Dude, that was fucking cool.
Now imagine there's a. Yeah. There's a loud noise outside. Ah. You have a soft blankie in your hand. You're good at that, dude.
I am not. Yeah.
You're a good actor.
In elementary school, in middle school, they wrote an article in the paper about me being a bully.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Pretty
dude.
Good. That counts as like top five on a list.
You got
I got publication, dude. I've only ever gotten negative press, dude. I've only ever gotten
what was the
horrible
article?
Press. Well, there was a kid that used to get on our bus, and I used to call him Arthur, because he had an Arthur book bag. I was being nice to the fucking
that's
kid.
Actually pretty, that's not bad.
I didn't think it was mean, but I guess the kid was tortured by it, dude. He was tormented by being called Arthur. And one day I had the principal call me to the office and had like a sit down, and like I had to talk to the kid. I think I talked to the kid's parents. And then like the next month in the school newsletter, it was like bullying handled. And they wrote an article about it.
What?
Yeah, dude.
You gotta
get like
that.
We had an eighth grader who was a real dickhead.
You gotta get that.
Yeah.
I just wrote this song. What do you tell me what you think?
Okay. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
What do you think?
Fucking gay.
Your family ever represent themselves in court?
No. But my dad.
Somebody had tried thought about it.
My friend got arrested driving past a cop and he screamed. He was like, fucking pig.
Yeah, they don't like that.
And he caught us. Mm-hmm. He made me come out of the car and he was like, what'd you say? And I was like, I didn't say it. And he was like, who did? I was like, I'm not going to tell. I was like, I can't snitch on my
friend. Ain't no rat.
He was like, well, it came from your side of the car. And I was like, yeah. And it wasn't me.
Do the math here.
Come on, dude. I'm not telling you, but it wasn't me. And then we went to court and...
He brought you in for that?
Court, dude.
What?
What was the charge?
I'm obstructing. He was pulling someone over.
It's
bullshit. But in the middle,
these are trumped up charges.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, my dad stood up. I guess he knew the judge somehow. I don't know.
It's bullshit, Larry.
He said something, and the judge, like jokingly, was like, "Are you his attorney?" And my dad goes, "No, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night."
Shut the fuck.
Place went wild, dude.
Fucking way.
It's unbelievable.
All right, you guys get out of here.
Yeah, good shit.
Did he get convicted?
I think so.
Just had to pay a
just
fine
like
or
a
something.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah, I was a. Regrettably, I was a hard bully. I was a super hard bully.
No regrets.
Up until
being a bully when you're a kid is. I mean it's, not,
no
like I was, it's not like I was hitting kids.
You're kind of born in. Yeah.
Yeah, like
I wasn't
just my friends.
Yeah,
I wouldn't bully the weaker.
No, I was. I had a couple of the weakers, dude. In my
the weakers.
I had a couple of the weakers.
Who'd you get?
It wasn't even. I was never malicious. There was people that like. It was just the reactions were so funny, and it was just you couldn't stop like doing it.
Of course,
that was the kid who punched me in the face before biology. I was just giving him soft touches. You know when you go to give someone a titty twister, but you just soft touch their tits, and they're like,
yeah.
I hit him with a soft touch, and he did like full like $80 an hour taekwondo on me. He used karate nerd. He used nerd karate on me, and he just struck me in the face twice, and I was
he
like,
did a combo on you.
He did a combo, dude. Literally low knee. Punch. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then I realized, like, oh shit, I think this kid's actually upset. So then I like, well, I kind of started like, all right, dude, I'm going to help you out, but I ended up just getting him in a fight with another kid.
Oh, all right, good. I remember this. Good. That's the sweetest revenge. That's the sweetest revenge.
No, that wasn't my mistake.
You're crying.
I have fucking peppermint in my eye, dude.
Teardrops are falling from your face, dude.
That's how remorseful I am. But yeah, the...
single tear.
I was actually trying to help him. I was actually trying to help him. I'm like, look, you got to fuck this kid up who was like actually fucking with him.
Yeah.
And he got in a fight and lost.
Then he just asked
him. Fucking ass handed to him, dude. And I was like, oh, shit, dude, you got it. But then someone started calling him and leaving threatening voicemails. And the principal called me down and was like, I'm going to expel you. We know it's you. We have you on camera at the payphone. It was just like, I knew who did it. And I was like,
yeah. You didn't rat him out, dude.
Nah. Couldn't it was rat a kid he fought on the bus. But yeah.
He was calling him.
He told me. And I was just like, I
he's can't. Leaving voicemails?
He was calling. He was this kid who ended up fighting. Because I actually. Then bullied that kid and was like, oh, that dude won. You fucking lost your pussy.
Sick move.
So I had psyoped that. Really tried to help this kid. I just made his life just worse and worse. Because then I psyoped that kid and be like, yo, you lost. And told everyone, like, yo, you got your fucking ass kicked by, like, a pretty, like, hard level nerd.
Here's what you are, dude. You're an energy vampire. True. I just figured this out. I am too, dude.
So sorry.
How did I forget this?
What?
In the hotel. In Indianapolis. Check in. I'm like, I'm gonna jack off.
Yeah,
I'm in there naked on top of the made bed, fully naked. I was about to get in the shower.
Yeah,
cracked open the lotion. I'm laying there, phone like this, dude. A dude just opens the door. A dude just walks in.
What? And did he feast his eyes?
And took him a long time to avert his eyes. His what? Gaze was on my body. And I also didn't move. I just was like, dude, what are you doing? There was no shame. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I said, my life, my rules. It was crazy. He was like, no one's supposed to be in here. I was like, well, I'm in here and I'm fucking jacking off. I haven't been caught whacking off in so long. I didn't give a fuck.
No way, dude. He was just feasting his eyes.
Feasting his eyes. I mean, it must have looked nuts. I was on top of a white bed. I was I was like an octopi.
He might not have seen you, dude.
I don't think he saw me because he stood there for a minute like, hello? I was like, what are you, dude? He saw me rock hard, too. As hard as it gets. Maybe that's why I was not ashamed. If he would have got me early,
yeah,
lotioning up,
working
a pud,
up a soft bird,
working a pud with lotion.
Fuck you! Get the fuck out of here,
dude.
Yeah, that's the best thing ever.
I laughed. He heard me laughing. He was like, "Don't tell anyone." I was like, "I'm not going to tell anyone." By the way, right back to work.
Of course, dude.
Put the hard hat back on.
Of course.
So shout out to that guy.
He froze.
Right? I mean, the abominable snowman was laying down. The fucking Yeti was whacking off, dude. I was laying flat on a fully made hotel bed. I must have looked huge, dude. In the dark, your eyes are adjusting. He was like, "What the fuck is that?"